Peace and power, tranquility over you and all of your houses. I find myself yet again with the desire to share from the book I'm reading, Messy Spirituality by Mike Iaconelli. And this story here, the tears start streaming from my eyes because immediately this embodies who my mother was. But for now, let me just share with you. Little League baseball can be a brutal sport, especially for 9 and 10 year olds who compete in national tournaments. It was the area Little League championship game. The stands were packed with families of each of the players. One young man brought his mother and father, both grandparents, and 3 uncles and aunts to watch him play. The bottom of the 7th inning was a nail biter. The other team was ahead by 1 run, the bases were loaded, 2 outs, and the little boy with the large family was up to bat. If he made an out, the game would be over and his team would lose. If he walked or hit the ball, he would be the hero of the game. He swung at the first pitch and missed. "Strike one," the umpire yelled. The families from the other team cheered, but the family cheered even louder. His family now. "It's okay, Carl. No problem. You almost hit the ball. Now clobber the next pitch." "Strike two," the umpire yelled after the next pitch. Pandemonium broke out. Both teams and their families were yelling back and forth at each other. Carl's family and team were encouraging him. The players and the family of the defensive team were taunting. No one could hear themselves think. Wrinkles appeared on the 9-year-old's forehead as he waited for the next pitch. As the ball left the pitcher's hand, it became very quiet. The ball sped toward Carl. It seemed like it could take forever to cross that plate. But cross the plate it did. And Carl swung with all his might. "Strike three, you're out." Not only was Carl out, the game was over. And he was the cause of the loss. The winning team went crazy. Their families swarmed onto the field and everyone was dancing and laughing, cheering, celebrating, except Carl's team. As Carl's team walked off the field, dejected, they mingled with their families and headed back to their cars in silence, except for Carl. Carl was still standing at the plate, devastated. Alone, his head down in disgrace. Suddenly, someone yelled, "Okay, Carl, play ball." Startled, Carl looked up to see his family spread out over the field. Grandpa was pitching, Dad was catching, Mom was at first base, Uncle David was at second, and the rest of the family had covered the other positions. "Come on, Carl, pick up the bat. Grandpa's pitching." Bewildered, Carl slowly picked up the bat and swung at Grandpa's first pitch. He missed, and he missed the next 6 pitches as well. But on the 7th pitch, determined to get a hit, Carl smacked the ball to left field. His aunt ran, picked up the ball, and threw it to first base in plenty of time, but the first baseman, Mom, must have lost the ball in the sun, because it went through her hands into the dugout. "Run," everyone yelled. As Carl was running to second, the first baseman recovered the ball and threw it. Amazingly, Uncle David was blinded by the sun as well. "Keep running," yelled someone, and Carl headed for third, where the throw went at least 2 feet over the head of the third baseman. "Keep running, Carl." And Carl raced for home, running as hard as he ever run. The ball was thrown with deadly accuracy as the catcher, blocking home plate, waited to tag him out. But just as Carl reached home plate, the ball bounced in and out of the catcher's mitt, and Carl was safe. Before he knew what happened, Carl found himself being carried around on Uncle David's shoulders while the rest of the family crowded around, cheering Carl's name. One person who was watching this amazing event commented to a friend, "I watched a little boy fall victim to a conspiracy of grace." Carl, the loser, the one who struck out, failed his team, disappointed his family, went from loser to hero. Carl, who would have been left with the awful memory of his failure, was instead given a memory of grace, love, and acceptance. Just like the story of the woman at the well. I know about conspiracies of grace, and I have been the victim of one myself. Everyone doesn't get a participation trophy. No, that's not reality, and that's not the way of the world. However, when you have people who surround you that are supposed to be in your corner, who want to see you uplifted and shine and see you at your lowest point, do they turn their backs on you? Do they kick you when you're down? Or do they pick you up, not to coddle you, but to make you keep trying, keep going for it, until you get it, and then lift you up? All praises to the Most High. I hope you get something out of that. My prayer is that everyone has someone like that in their corner. And if you don't, be your own champion and tap into your higher self, that God spark, and push on. As always, be the light to those who need to feel the warmth of your shine, and know when to be darkness to those who need to feel the cool of your shade. In all things, there is light. You be that illumination. My name is Trinia Murphy. I am Ponder Quan.